Gerda Hawk meetings occurring on the 17th of September, which is on a Monday at 7 p.m. in Austin Lawton, and the meeting in Dunfanaghy will be at 7 p.m. on Friday the 21st of September in the Ozenham Centre. And we feel very strongly about putting up a very strong case to retain both post offices. Both have very unique sets of circumstances. Gerda Hawk, for instance, has a big, massive population in excess of 2,000 people within the parish of Gerda Hawk. Dunfanaghy, for instance, in my belief, meets all of the protocols or so-called protocols that Impost have put there, because in the summer period, the settlement of Dunfanaghy is way in excess of 500 persons living in it. So Impost, if they are going by their own protocols, have to take cognizance of that. Myself and the chair of the Municipal District Councillor, John Himmelshafari, will be hosting these meetings in an attempt to show that it is non-political, it's cross-party, and the end goal is about retaining the services of Impost in Gerda Hawk and in Dunfanaghy. And we must remember that in Dunfanaghy, there is no banking service because the banks have been closed within Dunfanaghy. So it is essential that the post office in Dunfanaghy is retained and kept open. And in Gerda Hawk, for instance, where there's a massive Gaeltacht Irish-speaking population, it is essential where a local post office in Millara closed down 4 to 5 years ago, that this service is retained. And we'll be fighting tooth and nail with all of the political representatives, and we hope that they will all come out to support these meetings to ensure that the post office services in the villages of Gerda Hawk and indeed in Dunfanaghy are retained and remained open into the future.
We've also seen well-attended meetings and committees formed as a result in both Burtonport and Gweddord as well, in terms of both Brinleck and Bunbeg. You would expect that momentum to continue and a clear message go from the whole of West Donegal to Impost?
Well, it absolutely has to. Now, I suppose West Donegal, for instance, is absolutely under attack by this government. Services are closing down on a weekly basis almost here, and we have to get parity of esteem and parity of services that the Eastern Seaboard has. And it's time that the government representatives, not alone within our own county, but on the Western Seaboard, stand up against the anti-rural policies that the government is implementing. They say there's a recovery on. We want to see the recovery. They say that they're expecting populations to increase right across this region. So we want to see services retained in this area. And it's important for the people that live here, but equally the people that want to return here, be them graduates or be them people who have worked away for years, that the services are here. It's unfair to pluck away services that are essential to the people that live in these areas. And we will be making that case to government. We hope that they will listen, and we hope that Impost will listen, but we feel that we have very strong cases. And we are asking the community to come out and to exercise themselves. They can make submissions about the retention of these services up until the 20th of September. We will have information and advice on the night.